Father, we bless your name this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. O Lord, we exhort you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We honor you. We bless you. O Lord, we return all glory unto you. For you are God and you are God alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you. You are the Lord and that is your name. For your love that cannot be compared. Lord, for the mercy that we have received from you. For your mercy that is as many, even more than the sand of the sea. We honor you. We lay our crown, Lord Jesus, and we bless your name. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord God Almighty. O Father, we bless you. You are merciful, slow to anger, but plenteous in mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 5th of April, 2026. Today is Easter Sunday, the third day that will celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is not dead. He is alive forevermore. And he has given unto us victory. He has given unto you life. Therefore, I want you to stand upon the victory that the Lord has secured for you and speak over your day as you step out, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I speak concerning my life this day. This day, you are a day of blessing for me in the name of Jesus. I prophesy by the word of the Lord. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I declare by his word, no evil will befall me. As I step out today, I am under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare today that in the name of Jesus, darkness has no place over my life. The light of God is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appearances of evil over my life today. Any form of evil that is programmed into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, in the name of Jesus, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Oh, I declare every doors of blessing of this day, you are lifted for me. You are opened for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is put together into this day to stand against me, they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. And every evil word spoken against me is cancelled. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned in the name of Jesus. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day in the name of Jesus. Any attempt of the enemy over my life is frustrated in the name of Jesus. The devices of the wicked over me is frustrated in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare blessings over my day in the name of Jesus. I declare life over me in the name of Jesus. I release the voice of the Lord to cancel any evil voice that is in this day in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into tragedy in the name of Jesus. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. My going out is secured by the blood of Jesus, and my coming in is secured by the blood of Jesus. Oh, this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you this day work together in my favor in the name of Jesus. Today I receive the benefits of the provision of the Lord that is made for me. I enjoy the feast of his provision in the name of Jesus. I sit at his table because the Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I sit at the table of mercy. I feast at the table of his provision in the name of Jesus. I feast at the table of the provision of the Lord in the name of Jesus. This day, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. This day, the favor of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the first Sunday of the month of April. And very, very fortunately for us, is the Sunday that we celebrate the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. According to the scripture, today is the third day. The Lord is alive. He is risen. He is no longer dead. Our God is alive. So we are going to bless his name, for he is good, he is kind, and his mercy endures forever. He is God and is God all the way. If not for him, where will we be today? If not for his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, where will you be today? If not for his mercy upon us, where will you be today? If you are to pay by offering sacrifice, what do you think you have to offer? But it is by his mercy. He has paid it all. Christ has paid it all. So we are going to thank him. We are going to worship him for his mercy and for his love. I want us to read from the book of Psalm 48. It has 14 verses, from verse 1 to verse 14. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is in our palaces. He is known as a refuge. For behold, the kings assemble. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled. They hastened away. Fear took hold of them there, and pain as a woman in birth pangs, as when you break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple, according to your name, O God. So is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgment. Walk about Zion and go all round her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. For this God is our God. For this God is my rock. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to honor him for his kindness. Verse 9 says, we have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. I want you to praise God. Praise him. Oh, hallelujah. He is risen from the dead. He is alive. My God is alive forevermore. I don't know about your own God, but the Lord Jesus Christ that I know is no longer amidst the dead. He is risen. The rock of ages is living forevermore. For this God is my God. He will remain my God forever, even to death, to generations, to my generations yet unborn. He is God. He is God forevermore. He is risen. And do you know what? He has paid it all. He bought me with a price so deep that I cannot afford to pay back. He paid back my debt, a debt that is so great that my generation cannot pay. But do you know what? Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid it all without asking me anything. All I have to do is to thank him and turn my life over to him. See how great his love is for me. See how great his love is for you as well. His suffering, let me tell you, the process of his redemptive work over my life, over your life. His suffering, the beating, was because of me and you. The humiliation was because of me and you. Oh, the journey to Golgotha, the journey to the cross, was marked with mockery and sheer wickedness of men. But yet, he endured because of me and because of you. Oh, do you want to talk about the crown of thorn that was pressed deep down into his head, down to his skull, hanging on the cross with nail on his right hand and on his left hand and on his feet, all because of me and all because of you? The lashes, the cutting of his body, the piercing of his body, all of this because of me. Ah, Abba Father, my Lord God, my Savior, you have paid it all. He has paid it all. Whatever battle that faces me today, my standing to fight is not that I am fighting from the scratch, but I am standing on the victory that he has already given to me. And I am fighting from the place of victory because my Lord Jesus has paid it all. He has paid it all. There is a song in my language. There is a song that we sing when we were young during this time of Easter. The song says, "Wo o fe mi, oluwa fe mi. Iku oro re lo san gbese ese mi. Eje Jesu lo pa ese mi re. O fe mi, Jesu fe mi yeye." He loves me and he loves me so much. His death, suffering on the cross, paid all my debt. If I were to pay, I cannot afford it. If I were to pay, where will I get to pay? If I were to bring sacrifices, even the animals is not sufficient to carry my sin. Oh, my Lord Jesus has paid it all. He died on the cross just for me. He went through the process, the mockery, the shame, the beating, the piercing, the crown on his head, all because of me. All because of me, you gave up your life. There is nothing more that I can say than to say thank you. And do you know the special thing about it? He is risen and is alive forevermore. He is risen and is alive forevermore, glorified, seated with the Father in the heavenly throne. And he has said to me that my seat is not in the corners of darkness. It's not in the corners of sin and in the corners of death. But I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. He has given me the free gift of life and freedom. He has given me the free gift of grace and liberty. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive forevermore. Jesus is alive and forever is alive. There is no controversy. It does not matter either you believe or not. He is alive forevermore. Nations will come and they will go. Kings will come and they will go. Kingdoms will arise and they will go. But his word remains forever. He is alive forevermore. He is alive. Amen. He is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus is risen. He is alive. He is not dead. He is not among the dead. Our God is alive. He has ascended into heaven. Oh, the scripture says he has taken captivity captives and he has given unto us the free gift of life. Our God is alive, is seated in the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. He is alive forevermore. And this is my joy. And this is the confidence that I have that, hallelujah, my God is alive. He's alive forevermore. The Lord God has paid it all over you. Beloved, he has paid it all. Rejoice, our Father, our Lord Jesus is alive. And I'm talking to you, if you are here to give your life to Jesus, he loves you. All I can tell you, he loves you. That peace you are looking for is with the Lord Jesus. That peace of mind that you are looking for is with him. The friendship that you are looking for is with the Lord Jesus. Is with him. Turn yourself over to him. You want to be able to sleep and enjoy your peace? The Lord Jesus is ready to give it to you. Just turn yourself over to him. That burden that you have been carrying all along is ready to collect it from you and carry it for you. Turn yourself to him and remember, dearly beloved, that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. But let us rejoice and let us be glad, for he is alive forevermore. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to encourage you to appear in the presence of the Lord. Come before the Lord in Zion to receive strength. Come before him this morning to receive blessing. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Sunday. Happy Easter. He is alive. He is risen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.